From the Salvation Army, you're listening to a five-minute version of Words of Life.
Let's be collaborators, not in competition. Let's celebrate when one sister wins. Their win isn't our loss. Let's be each other's keeper.
Welcome back to Words of Life. I am so glad that you've joined us. This is a ministry of the Salvation Army, and through that, we have been able to meet so many people around the world that are doing things to draw people to Jesus. This week, we've got a friend back who we met last year, Natalie Runyon from Raised to Stay. Say hello to our listeners, Natalie.
Hello, everyone. It's good to be back.
Now, Natalie's done a really cool discipleship course that takes place over 6 weeks. And we've been trying to encourage people to check her out on Facebook or Instagram. Particularly, Raised to Stay is where you will find her. And what I'd love to do is just talk about this week's topic, women and leadership. Natalie, let's talk about it.
Yeah, you know, with this discipleship group, I decided for this specific one for it to be all women. And primarily because I know that women will talk more openly when there's not men in the room. And women have unique challenges, unique situations, being wives, mothers, single women, whatever their situation is. And especially in ministry, women have a unique role in the church that is valuable, but also different than our male counterparts. And so to bring in my sisters who are serving in the local church, either on staff or as volunteers, and to hammer out some of the challenges and also celebrate some of the good things that are happening. We spent 6 weeks diving into the Word, talking about our experiences, and really just encouraging each other.
So it's fun for me to just interact about this topic in particular because the Salvation Army, born out of the Methodist Church so many years ago, is set up in this pseudo-military way. And even 100 years ago, the founder of the Salvation Army would say something like, some of my best men are women. Because he empowered women to go into the world and bring people to Jesus. There were 7 women that came to the United States initially to set up the Salvation Army's work, starting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And now we're serving in literally every zip code around the United States. That's fascinating to me. But talk to me about some of the misconceptions.
Well, you know, first of all, Catherine Booth is one of my heroes. You know, I can read some of her quotes and just be so empowered. And she was one of the founders of the Salvation Army. And so for me, I love organizations and ministries that had strong women in their positions. Now, some of the misconceptions do come even when I say strong women. You know, if a man is strong, he's heroic and he's powerful and he's a leader and he's authoritative. But when a woman is strong, it can oftentimes be translated as dramatic or divisive or gossipy or, you know, controlling. And what we want for women to do is to step into their authority with their personality that God has given them without trying to be more like a man or even dumb down a little bit to appear not as controlling or as strong to meet stereotypes. And what we want is for women to be authentically who God created them to be, speaking things to the strength that they feel it without having to apologize for being too much or too strong.
You mentioned Catherine Booth. The Salvation Army has had 3 international leaders who were women. So we definitely think that there's something to that. I don't care who you are. If God has given you the platform and the opportunity, do it. Do it wholeheartedly. Put both feet in and go at it. Do barriers still exist for women?
Absolutely. I think that women are always going to have a few different barriers than men would have. And we are created to be women. So God has equipped us to be able to handle some of the unique challenges that come our way. I believe that the early church, we see in Acts 1, 12 through 14, that the early church had women in the room as the Holy Spirit fell and began to just move among that group. It wasn't all men, it was women included. It says that in the Message version, that those in the upper room, and they name all the disciples, and then it says Mary, Jesus's mother, the women included. There were women in that upper room. Mm. And then we hear Peter begin to prophesy from the prophet Joel in Acts chapter 2, where he says that in the last days that I will pour my spirit upon my sons and my daughters, and that they will begin to prophesy my sons and my daughters. And so the good news is that even though we have all of these barriers, the Holy Spirit has given us authority to prophesy, to teach, to speak, and to be part of the church that is today. So there are barriers, but I see us breaking through some of those stained glass ceilings to get to a place where we can walk in humility and love as the women God has created us to be.
Thanks for listening. To hear the full version of this week's episode, visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.